Jesus Christ came to restore the kingdom of God in the earth. From the very beginning of his ministry, he went and he told the people that the kingdom of God is coming. The kingdom of God is available to each and every one of us. And it is the desire of God that you be a part of his kingdom, that you be a kingdom citizen, that you reign and rule with him. That is why Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, so that he can invite us and empower us to be a part of the kingdom. The Bible said, "For as many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." And the sons of God rule and they reign with God. Would you like to be a part of God's kingdom of righteousness? Would you like to be a part of God's kingdom of peace? Would you like to be a part of God's kingdom of joy? For the Bible declares that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you want to be a part of God's kingdom, then you have to invite the King, Jesus Christ, to come into your life. He is not dead, but he is alive, and he wants to live his kingdom life in you, so that you do not have to look for a physical kingdom, but you have the spiritual kingdom of God in you, and that spiritual kingdom of God is coming forth from you in the earth. You ruling and reigning in the earth. And that is why God made us in the very beginning. He made us to have dominion. He said, "Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the face of the earth." He said, "To subdue the earth." God created us to live in his kingdom and to exhibit his kingdom, to show his rule, to show his dominion, to show his control in the earth. Every single human being. And so that includes you today. To become a part of God's kingdom, you need to invite God into your life. You need to put sin far away from you. And you need to continue to walk in the way of God as revealed in the Word of God. Pray this prayer after me today. Dear God, thank you for giving Jesus to die in my place as the payment required for sin. I agree with you that I am a sinner, so I ask you to forgive me of my sin, since Jesus already paid the price for my sin. I now personally surrender control of my life to Jesus, and I invite Jesus Christ to be in charge of my life from this moment and for the rest of my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your gift of eternal life that is now mine. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you have prayed that prayer, we would invite you to fill out the form that you see on the site, because we would like to send some material to you to help you in your growth and your development and your walk with God. God bless you.